How does the Libyan unrest affect the U.S. economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Oil prices have risen above $97 a barrel, a two-year high for U.S. buyers. A byproduct of the unrest in Libya, the government there today violently cracked down against demonstrators. And now there's a report this morning that a military crew refused to bomb the city of Benghazi and instead parachuted out of an aircraft and let the military plane crash. Well, that plane came from Russia. And a lot of armaments across the region have come from the United States. And the White House is now launching a review of military assistance and arms sales in light of those protests and what's happening in Libya. Marketplace's Janet Babin joins us now live with the details. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Steve.
How important is this market to U.S. defense contractors?
Well, it's become essential since the Pentagon budget began to level off a few years ago. Now the Middle East is one of the top markets for big-ticket arms sales like fighter jets.
And how big are these sales? What are we talking about here?
Pretty big, Steve. Let's take Egypt as an example. It received more than $1 billion in U.S. aid last year, and a big recipient of that aid money was Lockheed Martin for the F-16 fighter jets it sold to Egypt. Boeing did pretty well, too, for a deal to sell F-15s and C-17 transport jets to Saudi Arabia.
Are these sales, Janet, at risk from the unrest there?
Well, they're somewhat protected by long delivery times for orders, and usually the contracts with governments are pretty long. I spoke with Richard Abulafi about this. He's an aerospace analyst at the Thiel Group, and he says so far the defense markets are relatively safe, but that could change.
The real risk here is Saudi Arabia as a possible area of unrest moving forward, and they've just signed off on one of the biggest arms deals in history, and that provides an awful lot of revenue to both Boeing and United Technologies Corporation, who makes Sikorsky helicopters.
That Saudi arms deal, by the way, Steve, worth about $60 billion.
Well, all right, Marketplace's Janet Babin. Thanks, Janet.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are lower right now, anywhere from a quarter to half a percent. The Dow off 41 points at 12,170. Global shares are lower as well. The Mortgage Bankers Association said more people applied for home loans last week. Sales of pre-owned homes were unexpectedly higher. More people brought all cash to the deal, and they bought a lot of foreclosures. A judge has cleared British bank Barclays for its purchase of bankrupt pieces of Lehman Brothers. Now, Barclays bought those pieces after Lehman failed and helped trigger the financial crisis. Lawyers claimed Barclays had hurried the deal through to rip off billions of dollars in profit. From London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Barclays has won a major victory. Far from ripping off Lehman's, a New York judge has ruled, Barclays helped save the day. The case goes back to the height of the credit crisis. Lehman's filed for bankruptcy. Its staff and clients began to jump ship. But within days, Barclays had snapped up much of Lehman's U.S. operations for a song. By doing so, said the U.S. judge, Barclays helped avert an even greater calamity and save thousands of jobs. His ruling is a relief and a vindication for Barclays. But Chris Hughes of the financial website Breaking Views says that in the longer term, the Lehman takeover may not look like such a great deal for Barclays.
Whether the enlarged company with this massive presence in these pretty volatile businesses is really something that suits investors' tastes in the post-crisis world, I think that the jury's still out on that.
A spokesman for Barclays welcomed the U.S. court ruling. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the knowledge effect. By Progressive Insurance, with more than 30,000 local independent agents. Information available at progressive.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by monitoring and removing your personal data from websites that sell it. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
The city of Pontiac's been hit hard, and city leaders there, Pontiac, Michigan, say they're hoping to get more people back to their downtown with incentives for businesses to open. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports.
Stephanie White does hair for a living. For the past 7 years, she did cuts, perms, and weaves at a salon she started in a more affluent neighborhood next door to Pontiac. But shortly after Thanksgiving, she moved into an 1,100-square-foot space on Pontiac's downtown business strip.
It has changed a lot, but I think it's coming back.
White grew up in Pontiac. She decided to relocate to her hometown after hearing about a program called Rise of the Phoenix. She signed a 3-year lease, and the first 12 months are rent-free.
That means that I can build not only my salon, my clientele, and I'm looking for some workers to make it a nice experience downtown Pontiac.
The idea for free rent was the brainchild of a committee with the Downtown Development Authority. Phil Wojtowicz is a commercial real estate broker who sits on that committee. He says it polled the downtown building owners and asked how many thought they'd have tenants in the next 24 months.
And, you know, everybody said not likely. And we said we have to do something to be either innovative or aggressive. We had to think outside of the box.
Wojtowicz says several building owners signed on to the plan and more came on board after seeing tenants move into empty buildings. To get into the program, business owners have to commit to a 2 or 3 year lease. And Wojtowicz says they have to move in by the end of March.
In the spring of this year, there's going to be a lot of foot traffic in downtown Pontiac that otherwise wouldn't have been there.
That would be good news for hair salon owner Stephanie White. The Pontiac native says she looks forward to having a downtown that looks more like the one she grew up with.
Like maybe have a coffee shop down here. And also somewhere where we can shop for clothing and other things as well.
So far, 50 leases have been signed, including clothing stores, a fitness center, and office space. About 10 more leases are in negotiations. From Pontiac, I'm Sarah Hewlett for Marketplace.
And finally, I saw this on the website, The Consumerist. At a cafe near the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, when TSA security agents come in for a bite to eat, they get kicked out of the place. An employee says the owner of the restaurant is a frequent flyer who recognizes those individual agents, and he objects to the TSA's new tougher security measures. So he's put the TSA on his no-eat list. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The next time you feel like you're being ripped off, just remember this guy.
When I go park my car in the street and I'm not allowed to park, I pay a bribe. When I go issue my son's birth certificate, I need to pay a bribe. It's me as an average citizen.
I'm Kai Rizdal, trying to change the old Egyptian ways, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.